You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
My parents are very religious people, and they named me with social justice in mind. So the word shalom means peace and justice. To them, it especially means justice. I was raised to be like that. I remember my Nana was telling me the story of like the first time she held me in the hospital. She was saying that like she like was like cradling me and saying like, you're gonna be a social activist one day, I can tell. My name is Shalom Sine. I'm a senior here at Penn State. I'm a biology major with a neuroscience option and a minor in psychology. I grew up when I was really little in a very conservative church, and for me and my whole family, really didn't fit with us. It wasn't our style for a lot of reasons that didn't really have to do with conservatism at all. It just had to do with that specific church. But we moved to a church which you could label as more progressive, and that fit with us a lot better for a lot of different reasons. And then when I came to Penn State, I tried to find a church that was similar to that. But instead, all I found were kind of faith groups that really didn't match with my identity as a feminist or an ally or anything like that. So it was really hard for me to like keep those parts of myself and also practice my faith. In general, there don't seem to be a lot of people at Penn State who would call themselves Christian or openly call themselves Christian. And I think it has to do with the culture movement that's going on right now about, you know, like gay marriage was legalized and most people are really happy about that, including me. So a lot of people kind of put Christians in this box of like, Christians believe this about, for example, homosexuals, and Christians believe X, Y, and Z. And a lot of people don't want to identify with X, Y, and Z. So a lot of people just say that, like, don't say that they're Christian anymore. So to begin with, there aren't a whole lot of people who on this campus would call themselves Christian. And the people who do tend to be really nice people, but again, like a lot of their values don't align with mine, and so it's hard to keep my values and also call myself a person of faith and find what being a person of faith is in the context of the society that we live in today. Social justice themes are also very closely related to faith, because God loves everybody and therefore everybody should have equality. I would say two main things stick out to me, and that is multiculturalism and the way that women are treated. As far as like different races go, other than Caucasian at Penn State, like first of all, severely underrepresented. Something like half of the percentage of, I think it's African-American Pennsylvanians that there are actually represented here. So I think it's something like 11% of Pennsylvania is Black or African-American, and only 4% of Penn State is. And that doesn't make any sense. And that whole community of people tends to be marginalized a lot, which I'm in a club called Words, Writers Organizing to Represent Diverse Stories. And we have a lot of people who feel like on this campus, their story, their struggles just really aren't represented or understood at all, which is horrible. And as far as women are treated, you know, everyone knows about KDR and all of that horrible stuff, but the fact is that Penn State is just kind of rape culture. Like, the way that we talk about women on this campus, especially around parties, around what they wear, and what we think they should and shouldn't wear, what we think they should and shouldn't do, is a lot more strict than the way we talk about men. I've been kind of dealing with that since I was a freshman, and it's bothered me since I was a freshman. And I really think that it's something we need to change. My big thing this year is, like, how do I leave behind a better Penn State and one that's able to take on these challenges? The way that I'm doing that personally is trying to grow my organization, Words, because I think that's a great way for people to get their story out. And I think getting your story out is a great way of starting social change. And we've had events where it's like we filled forum for one of our events. So it's clear that there is a need for that at Penn State, and people want to hear these stories. It's just a matter of getting them out there. But I think that in order to change, we have to all listen and all understand these kinds of things. And I definitely think it's possible. And so, like, if you're a freshman next year or something, never give in or give up on yourself. That's, like, one of my main regrets from my freshman and sophomore years, was that I tried to fit into Penn State culture And I failed miserably because I couldn't kind of get away from, like, for example, feminism, being an ally, those kinds of things. And I wish that I had never tried to, honestly. I've never regretted standing up for myself. Penn State is capable of fixing these problems. It's just a matter of, like, a concerted effort between faculty and students and everyone to change it. And I believe that's possible.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.